Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With wish for that people can live life meaningful, heartful, and richer, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. I'm sure you have heard the world of the Eastern philosophy, the mind and body are oneness, or the Zen Master Dogen, ancient Zen Master, his words as that dropped off body and heart, and or the Buddhism in general says, the Mahayana Buddhism in general says, the three karma is the body and words. Body means action and words and mind. Well, the first one, the mind and body are oneness, or heart and matter are oneness. Actually, this is this order, which is first, mind or body, or as in the Buddhism in general, body and mind. When you see the world, if the mind is first, it's the influence of the modern society. Because we usually think that we think about something and we take action. This is what we think as a common sense. We think something, we mind something, and we take action. However, the order is opposite in both that what the Dogen, Master Dogen wrote, the body and the heart dropped off. Or the three karmas, action, words, and the mind. Actually, in this order is a secret how to change your karma. And the karma is subconsciousness pattern. Well, from the basic, as a basic principle, from the experience of the Tao Shiatsu treatment and teachings, body is subconsciousness. Well, we usually think that the body is matter, the physical matter, but actually body is subconsciousness itself. I'm sorry, I cannot verbalize how theoretically explain, but from the experience, I must say this is a reality. The body is a subconsciousness. Well, this is not the main subject. The main subject is the reason why Buddhism write that action as order, action and words and mind, is because to change your karma, to change your subconsciousness, the best way is change your action. If you are in a bad mood, go in front of the mirror and smile. Then your subconsciousness will create the reason that you smile, why you're smiling for. You're smiling and laughing because you're happy. Your body will order to subconsciousness to make you, your subconsciousness think that way. Then what will happen? Well, simply saying that happy things are coming. Just be careful with the cult. When the cult guy comes and try to bring you to the gathering of the cult, once you go there, and your subconsciousness will make up the reason why you need to go there, and they try to make you sign something, they might say it has no meaning, or just a name. Then it makes you, if you, once you do it, it makes you reason why you did it. Basically, a human being thinks that we did it because there's the reason for that, the right reason to do that. So the smile is same, makes you think that your subconscious thinks that it's the right reason to smile. So just clearly make the principle. You can force yourself to change the karma, force yourself to take action to change your karma. But don't let others force you to do something, to manipulate you. As long as you have this principle in your mind, you gotta use this, it's good to use this principle. Take action to change your karma. For example, determine something you do for 100 days, continuously, repeatedly. Well, 100 days is one unit to change your subconsciousness. For example, if you have some wish that you want to realize in the future, write down that as it is happened already, as a sentence, every day for 100 days. If you do it 100 days, it will change, it will penetrate your subconsciousness, and subconsciousness start creating that future. When you decided and you try to start it, the negative karma try to stop you, to give you enough reason not to do it, not to continue. But what's the point you need to aware of it is that don't put any thought in between your determination and action. I think this was a principle in a Zen monastery. You know, they have all the routines in the daytime, in a daily life. Next is cleaning, next is this and that. And it's a principle that don't put any thought. Why? Just do. Just keep doing it. This is important. As they say in Zen, just sit. Also in Pure Land chanting Buddhism mantra, Nembutsu, it says stupidly chant. It means take away all the thought in between your determination and action of the practice. That's why there is a wonderful poem written by the Ippen, Saint Ippen, ancient the pure and chanting master. Well, it's written like this. The Nembutsu chanter throw away all the mind, throw away the fear. No, his herald, throw away the wish to reverse to the pure and infinite joy. Throw away the fear to the hell. Just throw away everything and obey to Amida Buddha. That is what fit to the vow of Amida. If so, then nothing is not chanting. Even the mountain, trees, rivers, the grasses are chanting for you. And also the wind blowing is chanting. And he says in the end, just return back to yourself, that stupid guy, and just repeatedly the chant the mantra of Amida Buddha. Well, these are the way to change your karma and change your life, change your future. To break down all the karma, break down all the past, and reverse your spirit, reverse your life, to discover your new you, the reversed you, every day. That's what Meister Eckhart, the Christianity mystic master, says. Day by day, the child, the Jesus, will be reversed in your heart. We receive the new days. I wish you reverse and create the new future day by day. May you and people around you and people in the world throw away the past and just reverse the new spirit every day and create a new future, new creative day, and let life shine, let life richer, and let life supremely meaningful.